The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 13 new COVID-19 cases since in its latest update. Included in the new cases are 6 unvaccinated, 3 partially vaccinated, and 4 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Wasaga Beach, 1, one person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. Springwater, 2, two people between 45 and 64 years old. One case is outbreak-related, and one is listed as community-acquired, no known link. Barrie, 4, three youth under 18 years old, and one person between 35 and 44 years old. Orillia, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is listed as community-acquired, no known link. Penetanguishene, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are outbreak-related. Isa, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is outbreak-related. New Tecumseth, 2, one youth under 18 years old and one person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are linked to close contact. There are currently 138 active cases in the region. 10 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,928 cases of COVID-19, with 13,527 of those cases recovered and 263 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 72.3% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine, and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 19 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 22 and October 23. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. School outbreaks. There are 3 active outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County. There are outbreaks at 2 Barrie schools, including Portage View Elementary School, 2 cases, and Assakeenik Public School, 3 cases. The outbreaks were declared October 21 and 22 respectively. There are 22 cases associated with an outbreak at Holy Cross Public School in Innisfil, with the outbreak declared October 15. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 26. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 225,221 2 the 1st of October 17 1,898 65.9% Barrie 4,595 4 427,124 the 3rd of October 25 2,995 82.6% Bradford WG 2,252,211 38 October 21st 5,154 80% Clearview 151,143 the 5th of October 24 1,575.2% Collingwood 282,276 3 the 1st of October 24 1,143 90.9% ESA 559,552 the 5th of October 23 2,319 85.4% Innisfil 1,372 1,331 the 19th of October 24 3,328 76.1% Midland 218,212 the 6th of September 26 1,191 85.8% New Tecumseth 1,000 1,661 1,635 18 the 1st of October 25 3,923 79.3% Aurelia 372,368 the 1st of October 25 1,097 89.2% Oro Medant 258,248 6 the 1st of October 19 1,106 93.1% Penetanguishene 228,205 the 8th of October 24 2,366 88.5% Remara 129,126 the 1st of October 22 1,234 68.8% Severn 92,88.31 October 9 6 2063.9% Springwater 328,315 the 2nd of October 25 1,530 89.4% Tay 132,129 the 3rd of September 24 1,177 89.5% Tiny 151,149 the 2nd of October 19 1,125 75.9% Wasaga Beach 315,306 5 the 1st of October 25 1,329 83.8% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.